The most fundamental aspect of yoga is Bhuta Shuddhi. What Bhuta Shuddhi means is, see, after all, this body is a play of five elements of earth, water, fire, air, and space. So is the entire universe. Everything that you see as physical creation is actually a play of five elements. If you gain some mastery over these five elements, you have mastery not only over your body, but with the surrounding atmosphere also. 72% of your body is water, 12% is earth, 6% is air, 4% is fire, the remaining is space. If you gain mastery over any one of these things, or all of these things to some extent, being physically healthy, mentally balanced, being joyful, blissful, and above all, having mastery over the process of life will become a natural consequence. Today, modern science has done lots of experimentation and research, and they have found out that water has tremendous amount of memory and intelligence. They are referring to water as fluid computer because its memory is so phenomenal and its ability to function intelligently within whatever it enters. This is something that we have always known. How you treat the water, accordingly the water will treat you within yourself. How you treat the food, accordingly it'll behave within you. So this is the reason why water is kept in a certain way. We can show you how it is kept in South India still. In the entire country it used to be so, but largely in other parts of the country they have moved to plastic bottles now. But it is still kept in a certain way and treated in a certain way because water has memory. How you conduct the water, accordingly it conducts itself within you, and this determines the entire quality of your life. All yogic practices are a derivative of the fundamental Bhuta Shuddhi practice. Everything that you see, asanas, kriyas, pranayams, whatever you want to call it, all of it is a derivative of Bhuta Shuddhi.